Okay, Rabbi Reza and Gimel. It's Gimel. Yes, this Amak Oid, Perish Hashem Echad. We said, let's deepen ourselves a little bit more in the definition of the words Hashem Echad. She'enon ha-medavram al-etzim al-ekusa yizbarach shu l'malam kol muzik. We can't be talking about the essence of Hashem's godliness, which is way above any type of grasp that we can have. Rather, we're talking about the graspable part of Hashem's godliness that is within creation. That from the entire creation we see Hashem's oneness. If a person looks with the Jewish eyes, a person sees the Creator within the entire creation. As we know that the power of the Creator lies in its creation. Based on the fact that Hashem sustains everything. That in every moment, it is the power of godliness that sustains heaven and earth, and all of its hosts. Everything comes from Hashem's strength. But without a Jewish look, so then all the heavenly hosts and everything that is on earth, the seas and the rivers, the mountains and the hills, they're all separate bodies. But when you see Hashem within everything, as I call it, and the entire creation says, along with the Jew, Hashem Echad. There's only one thing in the world, the Kusay Yisbarach, godliness. Everything comes from Him. He is the Creator. He is the Conductor. He sustains everything. Every single moment. There is no strength and there is no existence besides Hashem. According to this, the service of a Jew is all one. As the Mizrich Magid says, on the pasuk that the world is filled with your acquisitions, meaning the whole world belongs to Hashem, basically. That's a literal pshat in the pasuk. See, the Mizrich Magid says, the world is full with your acquisitions, meaning the whole world is filled with ways to acquire you. The whole world is filled with different opportunities to acquire, for a person to connect to Hashem. Just like that in creation, there is nothing that is separate from Hashem. So also, through everything that is in the world, it is possible to bring pleasure, bring an achasruach to Hashem. Chumay v'divrei Torah tefillah, just like with words of Torah and tefillah, came in yadam gashmi v'divrei. So also through matters of physicality, mikulam oyle kilusa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is possible that from everything shall ascend the praise of Hashem.
of sciences based on this, because if they didn't assume that everything was one and not random, then experiments would be pointless, because the results that you get would simply be random. Instead, it's based on the notion that things are connected one to another, and all scientific thought comes out of that, although a lot of scientists don't seem to...
They don't know what that one thing is.
Admit that, but it's the assumption that underlies everything, which is why...
Yeah. Okay. And when a person is able to acquire totality, meaning that their Judaism permeates their entire being, and their look at creation, when they look at creation, a person only sees Hashem. There is nothing besides Him. Such a person also hears Hashem's voice throughout all of the happenings in the world, happenings to the general public and happenings to him specifically. Able to hear how Hashem speaks, the person is able to hear how Hashem is speaking to him through these different signs. And he is able to see them as a calling from Hashem that is calling to him through these different happenings, whether they're good or the opposite. These are not random happenings, coincidences. Rather, they are all testimony, and they are all stating that His Father in Heaven is calling out to Him through them. As is alluded to in the pasuk, see that I place before you today a blessing and a curse. As a bracha, the blessing is you will listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God. Meaning, the blessing is the blessing is that from everything that I place before you, happenings of blessing and the opposite. From all these you shall be able to understand the mitzvahs of Hashem your God that is calling out to you through them. But one can only achieve this level. It's only when all of a person's limbs with his mind and heart are Jewish. There are no barriers that are separating and concealing Hashem from his vision. Means from the extent of his vision. Because then truthfully a person can see Hashem through creation. And they are able to hear the word of Hashem through the happenings of the world. The Slonim Rebbe once said there's the Hashem, as we say, Lahavin Shmois, to understand tidings that are heard from your mouth. What does that mean? The Baal Shem Tov said, it is brought from Chazal, Zohar, that every day a heavenly voice comes out from Har Sinai and says, Shuvu Banim Shevavim, return my children. So the Baal Shem Tov asked, since nobody hears this calling, why does this calling come out every day? So Baal Shem Tov says, even though we don't physically hear it, our neshamas hear it, and that is why a person has an awakening to tshuva every once in a while. When his neshama is able to hear the calling of tshuva b'nei shevavim, that is when the person has these thoughts of tshuva. Says the Slonim Rebbe that this heavenly voice is only heard by someone who really wants to hear. I'm not going to the Havan Shmois. I'm not going to write to the Havan Shmois, but if he wants to be able to understand these hearings, as I'm in Pichan Shmois, then the person is able to hear these from Hashem's mouth. Meaning, Shemaya Veloya is Dvar Hashem. Such a person is able to hear and see the word of Hashem. The voice of Hashem. Through all happenings. So the Nesiv Shalom asks, so what do we do? Meaning he calls us the grass on the wall.
Grass on the wall.
We have not reached this level of...
like the Kotel.
We that have not reached this level of... the Judaism permeating our entire being. What should a person do whose limbs have not yet been sanctified with the sanctity of a Jew? Someone who doesn't see and doesn't hear the word of Hashem. And the person feels himself distanced and separated from every aspect of Kedusha.
So, this isn't necessarily speaking of us either, then, right? Somebody that doesn't see or hear the word of Hashem. What's that referring to?
It's referring to anybody who feels like that.
Uh-huh.
When you say us, you mean Jews?
No, I'm just saying,
what do we mean?
No.
I mean, this seems to be talking about the other extreme of somebody that's totally disconnected.
This is talking about the extreme of somebody who's totally connected. This is talking about somebody who is totally not connected. I think we could find ourselves in both of them sometimes.
You can't be totally disconnected. You can't take a step if you think that, the last time I put my foot down the street was there, but that was just a coincidence. So I can't even have confidence that the street's going to be there the next time. I mean, it's complete psychosis. You can't live. You can't do anything. I'm not talking spiritual here. You can't walk across the room without believing that it's not all, that it's not, unless if you think it's just coincidence. You can't walk across the room. People don't live like that. People can't live like that.
Right, but they
might think they do, but they examine themselves. They realize that they, in fact, don't think that everything is just coincidence.
Right, but
you couldn't take a drink if you thought, you couldn't do anything.
We need to know what's in your cup today.
They don't necessarily connect that to godliness.
Oh, I know they don't. I realize that, but
right. So they're not just because they walk around doesn't mean that they're connected to Hashem.
But in fact,
atheists walk around all the time.
Well, like I said, I don't believe they exist. They're just confused about their terminology.
Right. Iker avodasai. So the main avoda of a person who feels disconnected. Is to remove the barriers that separate between himself and his Father in heaven. That's all he has to do.
So simple.
And then he'll be able to see. With his ears, he'll be able to hear. And he will be totally cured. When the Yisav Ber Avram.
Cheap medicine.
As it says in the Beit Avram al Pasuk, Ma Hashem Lekech Hashem Imachim Leyira. It says in the Pasuk says, what does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear Him. And the Beit Avram comments on the Pasuk, Chazal, Yikshu Azeh Chazal, ask, Chiyira Milsa Zutrasi. Right? It says, the Pasuk says, what does Hashem really ask of you? All He asks is that you should fear Him. So the Gemara says, so is fear such something so simple? Mashani, the Gemara answers, and yes, the Gabba Moshe blesses it to the sea. For Moshe, it was something very simple. Since Moshe is the one that's speaking, that's why he worded it that way. Because, so the Beit Avram asks, Mabakasha, the Gabba Moshe blesses it to the sea. How does that answer the question? Just because for Moshe was something small? Harayom Ruzay is the Kal Yisrael. Moshe was speaking to Bnei Yisrael.
And that's implying that Moshe was choosing the wording.
Right. Mevar Barichus, so he explains at great length, the whole concept of commanding a person to fear. Shidora most of the life. How can you command somebody to fear? Either he does or he doesn't. It's something that's dependent on the heart. How can it be a commandment to fear Hashem? And he explains, Yesh Gimel Kalkam Hashava, there are three parts of within thought, which we know, we call them Chachma, Bina, and Das. Metzir Dak, from the initial flash, which is called Chachma, Ad Hargasha, to the point of feeling, which is Bina. Not really feeling, it's
grasping,
it's analyzing. Well, she hits the pearl nigla until it comes out into revealed action, which is that's the teva adam shuyachik masagas adakas ruchnias hamashulonim and amrugoshas. Makoshkim is palas niglim. He says the nature of person, nature of people, is that we are distant from very spiritual thoughts that is something that means things that we can't grasp and things that we can't act upon. Those types of thoughts are distant from us. So therefore, godliness, which is something that is sometimes very difficult to grasp and definitely difficult to act on. So that's why godliness, by nature, is not something that a person is automatically connected to. Something missing here. Okay. Amen. Something, the word's missing here.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
You just said before, or he says before, it's that godliness is difficult to grasp.
Mm-hmm.
Is he talking about conceptually, or is he talking about in terms of in actuality? In other words, feeling
both. He says specifically both. He says intellectually and feeling.
Right.
He says feeling and practicality. So therefore,
right.
It's.
Right.
You know, we usually only relate to things that are either things that we can feel or things that we can do.
Or we can intellectualize.
No, so people usually don't intellectualize about things that we can't feel and we can't do.
Because you don't even know about it.
What?
Because you don't even know about
it. You might be able to know about it if you. There's such a thing as intellectual exercise. Right?
Right.
A person can just do something that's intellectual, even though it doesn't have any impact.
Yeah.
Right? You take a subject. Let's take a subject that. Of Taharas, right? That we know that we have no connection to whatsoever. It's very difficult to learn it, and I can't relate to it, and I can't do anything. It's not nogeila maisa. So what's the point of learning it? Right? It just becomes an intellectual exercise, which is very difficult for people to relate to. Now, people that are related, they are train themselves to relate to it, but there is some people are very difficult, a lot of difficulty. Learning Shosh Nagra Sapara, because it's how does that relate to them?
Yeah, but there are practical.
Right, there are practical, but it's important to bring them out in order to allow people to connect to it.
The korbanos and stuff.
Right. It says, "Kim al pi roiv isoyrus amachshava." A person needs to, if a person wants to be able to fear Hashem, it requires a person. So again, this is something that's very difficult to relate to. It requires a person to awaken his thought. Letting yirav b'maychav adibay b'pnei yischekikus machshavta b'emetz v'amuna. A person needs to. Really deep in their thought, with the, in their emunah, regardless of what he's baruch shemayah of Hashem's greatness, hashgachosai and aflah and Hashem's divine providence, aydeshi yargal tomid teitzei machshavtei the poil tzur ruchni, and if a person accustoms himself to doing so, his thought will bring out a spiritual image, asher tzur koyd Hashem v'nagad tomid that. The glory of Hashem is opposite him constantly. But even after all of the tactics that a person will, after the person has tried to achieve Yiru, he still needs to find favor in Hashem's eyes that Hashem should help him on this in this matter. And to find this type of favor, it is impossible if there are barriers that separate between his neshama and Hashem. And so also, this is he's quoting somebody here. The Bear of Ram. And so also, there should be no separations between his neshama and his ruach. Between his ruach and his nefesh. And then the nefesh between the nefesh and the body. Know what all this means. Misha nimtza by mistachem amavdilim, and someone who has these barriers, sarach roiv tshuva, person needs to do tshuva first, but they have the hosra mistachem, in order to remove these barriers, or the pochas of the zachem, or at least to clarify them. purify them. Vezeu, and that is what the pasuk says. Va'ata Yisrael, and now Yisrael. Kavanas va'ata. The purpose of the word va'ata is sheyoyz v'chato ve'egel, since they sinned with the egel. V'nasalai de'ezem v'sachem v'mavdilem. And through this, barriers have been created. V'snapal Moshe me'emiyem l'hasan v'sachem. And Moshe prayed for 40 days in order to remove these barriers. Achen ata shehusram v'sachem v'ayidei tefilasi, says Moshe Rabbeinu, now that I managed to remove these barriers through my davening, Nikol aleichem l'sa'odis b'tshuva, it should be easy for you to awaken yourself to tshuva lo'odah yiru atzuma, and to awaken the tremendous fear. And the Gavim Moshe, this is what the Gemara means. Yes, in to Moshe, meaning shehusram v'sachem, after Moshe has removed all of the barriers, now it's something simple for all Jews. Huh? Well, basically, just to repeat what he says, he's saying is that that in order for a person to achieve Yira, a person needs Tiyata Dishvaya. A person needs assistance from heaven to achieve Yira, and that assistance is only possible when there are no barriers between the Jew and Hashem. Barriers, meaning averus. So he says it requires a person to do tshuva first in order to enlist Hashem's assistance to that he should have yira. So when Moshe Rabbeinu says, what does Hashem ask of you? Only to fear him. And the Gemara says that since Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Klal Yisrael's sake to remove the Chet HaEgel, that is why it was Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, now it should be a simple matter for you to achieve Yira, because I already removed all the barriers.
You can't have Yira if you have Averus?
He says it's very difficult to have Yira if there are barriers separating between you and Hashem.
So there are very few, very, very, very few people who have ever had Yira. Is that what we're saying?
I think there are different levels of Yira. I know that there are different levels of Yira. And what he's saying is that the appropriate level of Yira is probably be possible for someone who has Averus. So, yeah, obviously, like anything else, a person who has Averus is going to be less connected than the person who doesn't. True Yira is something that again, the person can be constantly involved in the tshuva process, which allows him to enlist Hashem's.
So maybe it's analog rather than digital. In other words, you can have it's not yes, no, Yira, no, but rather more or less.
It's like a range, a scale.
Well, for sure, it's definitely that way.
It must be that way, or we wouldn't. I mean, what's the point of talking about Yira if virtually nobody, if it's accessible to virtually nobody, let's just forget about it.
Yeah, there's the fear of just, oh my gosh, if I do this, you know, it's going to be terrible punishment or bad things or something like that.
That's not the Yira I'm talking about.
Right, or there's more Yira of just when you think of the greatness of Hashem and all that, like that itself evokes.
Well, that should be accessible to, at least to some extent.
But I would say the fear of just the punishment is a much
There is that mitzvah of Yira, of standing in awe of Hashem's presence on a constant basis, is something that is attained by very few people. Perhaps it is to have that type of year on a constant basis is something that one can only achieve if they cleanse themselves of all their errors.
Well, how about having it once in a while and the rest of the time remembering when you did have it?
Well, then you're not in that. Again, either you're constantly in the presence of the king or you're not.
We're not aware. We're not.
So that's what he's saying. The person who is barrier free, is able to realize that every moment of his day.
Well, that's very nice, but it's not a practical application for.
Exactly. But it's something that we need to strive towards.
Okay.
First sif in Shulchan Aruch. The first halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The person has to envision himself every moment that he's in front of Hashem.
Did we answer what it is that Moshe was saying, though?
Yeah, exactly. Moshe was saying to Bnei Yisrael, since I have removed the barriers, since I removed your barriers for you, now it's easy.
I think I did the tshuva for you.
I done it for you. I got rid of the barriers.
That Vatosh Yisrael Moshe Melkeh Hashoah Mimach is in Dvarim, isn't it? So we're talking about right before they're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. They've had loads and loads of problems in between the time that he davened and then.
Actually, then
there's worth of it.
Moshe Rabbeinu is repeating what he said to them back then, which is, he says it was after the Chetei Egel. I got rid of the barriers. Now it should be easier for you to access the year. He said that Rebbe Zisha once asked Hashem that he should be able to feel the yira of the Rambam. Wanted to know what, when he was granted his wish, he was so awestruck that he couldn't move a limb. That's what the year of the Rambam was. I mean, talking about Rebbe Zisha was holy of holies, but when he asked for the year of the Rambam, he wasn't able to. He was so awestruck, he wasn't able to move. So we're talking about levels of year. We're talking about
So is that a desirable level of year where you can't move? I wonder.
Rambam was able to move.
Well, the Rambam was able.
So perhaps Zisha having their year of the Rambam didn't work together.
Right, so it must be that people have a level of year that's appropriate to them.
They say that the Rishoner was once, there's Yisrael Shemon Asrei, and the Chazan would wait for him to finish. And he was standing Shemon Asrei for an abnormal amount of time. Everybody was waiting, and he wasn't finishing his sitter. So his son walked over and looked into his sitter. And he realized his son went and put his and turned the page. It took a couple of minutes and the original was finished with Shrenesser. So they asked his son, "What did you do?" So he said, "My father was very careful not only to daven from the sitter." He said, "But I realized that he was still on his first page. And I could tell that he was so awestruck that he couldn't move his hands." So I turned it.
Only happened once.
Yeah, so it only happened once. But it was.
You could reach a level.
What?
You could reach a level.
Right.
Not maintain it.
Maybe it's a good thing you don't maintain it because the prisoner would starve to death. Really, I mean, Hashem expects us to live in the world.
Right. So there is the yira that a person achieves at the time of davening, time of kriya shema, the time. But then there's got to be a sense of yira throughout the day as well. It might be yira light.
Yeah. How to maintain that?
If you don't get if a person doesn't get more of an intense level of yira during kriya shema or davening, they're not going to have what to feed off of throughout the day. Yeah.